country music has lost one of its best-known collaborators, Norris, better known as Noro Wilson. He was a singer, songwriter, producer. He did pretty much any job in the Nashville music scene that needed to be done. Noro Wilson died yesterday at age 79, and NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Sometimes when you're writing a song, all you really need is one little phrase, which is what Noro Wilson had for his first hit, David Houston's Baby Baby.
I had this little guitar lick, it felt good, and we got together and cranked that little song up, and hey, it worked.
Hold your loving body close to mine.
In 2011, the Country Music Hall of Fame honored and interviewed Noro Wilson. And if it sounds like he's underselling the difficulty of songwriting there a bit, well, he's modest like that throughout the whole interview, always making sure to give props where props are due.
I always really, really enjoyed co-writing. I think I had enough talent to write by myself. I did write a couple things by myself. I actually wrote one song called July the 12th, 1939, that Charlie Rich put in an album.
July the 12th, sure was a scorcher.
I didn't love doing that, and consequently you try other things.
Noro Wilson was born in 1938 in Kentucky. His dad was a barber, his mom a factory worker, and he tried a bunch of different things growing up. He played piano as a kid, he sang in a barbershop quartet. In college, he joined a gospel singing group, which influenced his later songwriting.
I never got enough of singing gospel music. That was just something very, very special, if you ever do it, you know, especially a group. And so harmonies always had a lot to do with my music world.
Which you can hear in his Grammy-winning single, Charlie Rich's A Very Special Love Song.
Especially for you, and all the words are true, a very special love song.
Some of his other hits include George Jones's A Picture of Me Without You and Tammy Wynette's He Loves Me All the Way. While the late 60s and mid-70s were Noro Wilson's most fertile period, he was prolific into the 2000s. He produced Shania Twain's debut album and worked with Kenny Chesney and Reba McEntire.
Like an oak in the wind, like an old familiar friend.
And this is just the stuff he did that you can hear on the radio. He was also a talent scout, a song plugger, a mentor, an overall steward of country music. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.